economic historian David Aboulafia.
The contact between Europe and the Middle East in the 12th, 13th centuries was built around some quite intense trading contact. The Venetians, Genoese, Pisans in particular, managed to carry on their business. This sometimes caused a certain amount of scandal, as you can imagine, that they were still present in the port in Alexandria, for instance, while Saladin was preparing his campaigns against the Christians in the Holy Land. But the basis of this trade was the exchange of raw materials, really, which came out of the Islamic world, notably silks, glassware, ceramics, things like this, which could not be produced to anything like the same quality within Western Europe.
And it's this phenomenon of trade coexisting with war that explains one of the most extraordinary things about the Hedwig Beaker. The design of the Hedwig Beakers all feature similar images: a lion, a griffin, an eagle, flowers and geometric motifs. But this beaker is the only one that combines all these elements. There's a lion and a griffin, each raising a paw in homage to the eagle that stands between them. And the deep-cut design runs all the way around the glass. A mould must have been pressed into the glass while it was still hot and soft, and then details of the texture and the pattern were meticulously carved. You get a real sense of feather and fur. But above all, when you look at this, you're struck.